Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember guys that when a woman tells you that she needs some space, what she really means is she's looking for another man to fill the space between her legs. Simps don't understand that space means distance, and the reason for that is so that she can let some other man in. And when things don't work out with the new guy, and she realizes that you're the best man she could get commitment from, she always comes crawling back. If you go your own way, you don't have to deal with this nonsense anymore. Opnexus is insane, saying that jogging excludes black people. Have you ever watched the Olympics? It's always black Ethiopians winning marathons, and blacks winning at the 100 meter dash. It's insane because the woke now see racism where there is none. Also, I've seen plenty of black guys jogging away from the authorities with stolen merchandise and contraband while watching Cops back in the day. Here's the noodlehead that wrote this article. And yes, she's one of them. Number 3, the seafloor is apparently littered by humans and is a garbage dump. 62% of the litter comes in the form of plastic. Then, of course, the biggest culprit is India because they use their rivers and waterways to get rid of their trash as it flows into the ocean, where it's out of sight and out of mind. 10 rivers carry 90% of the plastic in the oceans. Notice how Europe and North America aren't on the map. Moving on, here's the French under-12 national football team. That white boy's body language says it all. And you know he's probably the goalie. But I don't know, there seems to be an awful lot of running and jogging in soccer as well. Unfortunately, this is more fake news. Here's a picture of the white kid when he was living in Kenya. And there's a group picture of him with the same guys many years later. Did I mention I'm getting annoyed by all the fake news and AI lately? Number 5, here's a map of gas taxes in North America. I'm in the States now and gasoline is about 25% cheaper here than in Ontario. It's alright though because I don't drive all that much anyway. You just know that if we weren't already tapped out by the government, they would introduce additional taxes. The American prices as of scripting this are about 90 cents a liter, while the Canadian ones are $1.20, even after they do the currency conversion. Up next, the situation in Vegas is already getting desperate, as 3 Vegas hotels are accepting the Canadian dollar is equal to the American one. Vegas is dumb. They think they can survive off the high rollers and kick all the small gamblers out, but we'll have to wait and see. It's going to work until the stock market crashes and then they lose both groups, and it's probably going to get worse than 2008 if it happens. It's $25 for a beer and $40 for a burger. They want the poor out. Even with the discount, Canadians still aren't going. Number 7, this guy is wondering if his dad is pulling his leg by telling him that back in the olden days, TV channels would shut down around midnight. They'd play the anthem and shut down until the morning. It was true back in the early 80s, from what I can remember. But after that, at midnight, my favorite channel in Toronto would play either late-grade movies, which were B-movies, or they'd play Baby Blue movies where you could actually see some boobies. It started back in 1972 and 2/3 of the city was actually watching it. The channel received an obscenity charge back in 1975. After that, around 2 or 3 a.m., there were infomercials and phone hotline commercials. Moving on, here's how many women get their life on Easy Street. Chief Keef was preyed on by a 36-year-old woman and she got preggers and put him in this child support zone at the age of 17. I like how the article says that she got pregnant for him, yet we all know that she got pregnant for herself. And what she was doing was grooming and molestation, and she was rewarded for it, and it's socially acceptable to ruin a man's life like that. If the roles were reversed, he'd be a monster. Number 9, remember guys that men are in love and women are in business. This simp pays his wife 250 grand a year to be a stay-at-home mom, plus 150 grand per child. How does he ensure those kids are his because they don't look all that looks matched, and she's probably calling Tyrone on the phone to come over and give her his hot beef injection? The saddest part is this guy actually looks like he thinks this is a flex. Up next, people are asking why these types of people are obsessed with Disney. Take a look at them. What else do they have? They look like overgrown children. I never could understand why there were Disney adults that would obsess over the theme parks. I'm an A-fall or adult fan of Lego, but I build mostly my own creations or mocks, because I'm a creative person and I need an outlet. But even when I was doing travel videos, I had zero interest in filming any theme parks. Then again, maybe people like this are there because there are children there. I'll let you use your imagination on that one. Number 11, Sunny here says that if you required voter ID, a lot of black folks in Wyoming wouldn't be able to vote. What an odd thing to say. Why don't they have IDs? Are they stupid or something? Maybe what she really means is they won't be able to vote more than once. My argument is that if you're too stupid to get an ID, then you have no right to vote. We also need to solve the problem of dead people voting as well. It has to be stopped. Moving on, Canada is a financial basket case. I don't own any Canadian stocks, just US ones. Mostly tech ETFs when the market is good. Bitcoin, and I try to get my hands on as many US dollars as possible. 90% of my income is in greenbacks. The rest of the world is growing while Canada's GDP is the lowest in this group of countries. The UK and Australia also flooded their country with migrants, and they aren't suffering nearly as much. Number 13, this is one of the reasons why you shouldn't wait until you're old and retired to travel. You won't have the energy. Not only that, but you won't feel excited going anywhere. I don't feel the same thrill I did back 10 years ago when I was doing a ton of traveling before social media wrecked and exposed every good travel spot. I just don't feel passion for it anymore. Then again, maybe in their case, all the poop fumes from those nasty canals are just making them faint. Up next, why is the Indian rupee falling into an all-time low against the US dollar, sir? India is the world's fourth largest economy, sir. It needs to fall further so people there can't afford plane tickets to come to the West. Foreigners have sold over $15 billion in Indian equities, and the money is leaving. Also, Trump introduced a 50% tariff, which also had an impact. Plus, I'm sure that the central bankers there are printing rupees and flooding the market with them. They just can't help but scam. Number 15, in 1963, people were saying that in the future you would carry your phone in your pocket, and there would actually be visual image telephones with a mini TV camera that would allow you to communicate with other people. This isn't all that great of a prediction. Nikola Tesla, the inventor of radio, remote control, and the modern electric grid, predicted the same thing over 100 years ago, after developing many of the technologies that are the foundation for this. Moving on, this guy faces 98 years in prison after selling the same car to 8 people and then stealing it back each time. Talk about a profitable business venture. Until he got caught, that is. You have to admire his hustle, even if you think that he got a little bit too much time in the big house for it. It would have worked if he had done it once or twice, but bro got really greedy and is now paying the price. In the stock market, there's a saying that says, bulls make money, bears make money, but pigs get slaughtered. Number 17, hundreds of Somali businesses plan to close to protest ICE deportations. They aren't very bright trying to punish everyone with a reward. If they don't follow the rules, then send them home. I'm in the States for a few months and I had to register and keep a record on me at all times. But I guess they don't want to do things correctly. If the Somali daycare centers are closed, what will parents do with their children? Oh wait. Up next, a guy flew this wayman out for a midnight rendezvous, but once he found out that she was on her period, he kicked her out, and she ended up having to sell her shoes to afford a hotel. Those must have been quite the heels. She was probably not attracted to him and used the period part as an excuse to not have to sleep with them, and so he got pissed off. The story makes it sound like she's the victim, but odds are she's trying to scam him. Number 19, here's the reason that the Florida real estate market always seems to be in demand. I'm in the panhandle right now in Panama City Beach, and there's no traffic and it's not crowded like the rest of Florida. It's a bit colder, but for my skin condition, it's pretty much a godsend. The humidity and temperature are great for me. But would I buy a property down here? No way. The place I'm staying in, 65% of the properties are currently empty. I'm not paying $275,000 for a one-bedroom condo. It's cheaper to rent via Airbnb for a couple grand a month when I need it and invest the rest of the money. Plus, it gets too hot here in the summers. Moving on, and speaking of Florida, this Florida kid is seen stomping and ending a duck in a disturbing video. The cops offered a reward, but I'm sure that his parents will say he didn't do nothing. You know, it's only a matter of time before they catch him and fit him with his very own first ankle monitor. If they don't stop him now, he's going to be doing this to innocent people in less than 10 years. Are you not fatigued? I certainly am. Number 21, a 32-year-old programmer in China dies from overwork. And he was added to a group chat even though he was on his deathbed in the hospital. The same thing happens to people in the West in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. It's just not reported on. The propaganda always says that the longer you take to retire, the longer you live. I can retire now, but I work on these videos to keep my brain active. I'll probably scale it back to 3 or 4 videos a week in the next year or two so I can work on other projects. But I have to keep my brain sharp. Up next, women claim that all men are perverts, yet women flood a hospital with female patients when they find out that this professor will be there. Looks like they're chasing their dream of a bad boy doctor with a 6-figure income. Women are more perverted than men, but they just do a better job hiding it. Now just imagine how large the crowd of women would be if they found out he was a violent criminal. If this guy is cute, then I'm a supermodel. Number 23, imagine my shock that this forced transgender boy quickly returns to normal after being removed from his mother's care. And may she never have visitation rights again either. And let's have a moment of silence for all the other kids who never got rescued. I had to check to make sure this story is real and it happened in 2016, just as wokeism was ramping up. Odds are he wouldn't have actually been rescued today. Someone needs to rescue Megan's Fox's three boys. Moving on, remember guys that sometimes sex with crazy women isn't always better. This one promised her boyfriend a good time but instead blindfolded him and ended him. And people say that the worst thing a woman can do is say no. Other women will say he must have done something bad to make her do that to him. The female collective takes zero accountability. Also, that's her face without makeup. Most of them look like that without it. Number 25 and the last one talk about the perfect family. A couple in Florida sues a fertility clinic after a mix-up with the embryo, causing their child to not be biologically theirs. Maybe the wife got pregnant with Tyrone's baby batter and that's the cover story. Obviously not, because that baby looks 100% black. Out there somewhere, a white child is being born to a black family and will be raised to become the king of the hood. He'll be the real Slim Shady. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.